We turn now to Afghanistan. The Afghan army is fully in charge of combat operations in that country. The Americans have pulled back to their large bases and are now acting as advisors. NPR's Tom Bowman went out on a mission with those Afghans fighting in the eastern part of the country, a notorious bastion of the Taliban.
The call comes into the Afghan battalion headquarters. The Taliban are attacking a police checkpoint under construction in the foothills. So the soldiers gather in a line, lift their palms and pray for a safe mission. They hop in their trucks and head up a winding dirt road. The unfinished checkpoint can be seen in the hazy distance. It's not long before they hear the gunfire. The Taliban are attacking from two sides.
And just off in the hills, maybe a mile or two away, you can hear gunfire. Earlier today, just a few hours ago, they said the Taliban was closer and ready to actually overtake this checkpoint right here that they're building.
A front-end loader digs into the hillside and fills a large sandbags for the checkpoint. The Taliban have been pushed back, but they continue their harassing fire. That's what concerns Zakharullah, the head of the local police. He's a short, squat man with a heavy beard, clutching a radio. His village is spread out in the valley below, a patchwork of green fields and mud brick compounds. Zakharullah doubts the Afghan army can help his village.
So when the Americans were here, this area was secured, it was very safe. After they left, Taliban replaced them. Okay, this guy is insisting let's go. It's not safe here.
Now the only signs of America are the Ford Ranger pickups the soldiers drive, the M4 assault rifles they carry, and American-made armored Humvees driving toward the Taliban on the sloping hill, firing their machine guns. Back in the trucks, Major Aka of the Afghan Army says he doesn't trust the local police chief.
Do you know that guy?
Taliban.
Yes, he says he used to be Taliban.
The police AOP guy?
Yeah.
And it shows the shifting loyalties here and the difficulty in fighting a stubborn Taliban foe. Many of the insurgent fighters slip over the mountains from Pakistan. That's why this checkpoint is being set up. The Afghan soldiers stop a small pickup truck coming from the direction of Pakistan with five men and two small children. They make everyone get out of the car so they can search it. Inside, a loaded AK-47. One man insists he's a policeman, so he's allowed to travel with a gun. As he argues with the army's soldiers, his brother stands by the car with a small boy, just 5 years old, with wide eyes. The child is sick, he says, so they're traveling to town to see a doctor. The soldiers finally let the car pass. Afghan officers say the Taliban not only cross the border, they hide in the villages or are even local residents, dropping their weapons and picking up a shovel when the soldiers appear. Major Aka leaves the soldiers and he heads back down the dirt road to the battalion headquarters. Aka and the other army officers are convinced they can handle the security now that the Americans have taken a back seat. And the man in charge here is Afghan Army Lieutenant Colonel Ghani Kel. He commands the battalion. Back at headquarters, he sits behind a large wooden desk. Aides scurry in and out. The colonel says they've been successful in pushing back the Taliban on their recent missions. But there are complaints among some soldiers that they lack the aircraft and surveillance drones the Americans use so skillfully to overwhelm the Taliban. Kel agrees that if they don't get more forces and air support, their gains may be lost.
If we had air support, the Taliban could not take away their heavy weapons from the villages.
Still, the Afghans are in the fight, and they appear eager to take on the Taliban, unlike a year or two ago when they hung back on patrols and let the Americans lead. Colonel Kel hears that his men need help up in the mountain. So he heads out of the building and orders his soldiers to fire artillery rounds into the Taliban positions dug in on a hillside. The soldiers work out the coordinates on a wooden table set in a large vacant lot surrounded by sandbags. And fire a shell from an old Soviet-era artillery piece. The soldiers on the mountain road radio back. The round fell nearly a mile short, so they work the coordinates again and fire. Lieutenant Colonel Kell climbs atop a massive generator to get a better view, a cell phone pressed to his ear. He reports the second round landed square on a Taliban truck with a mounted rocket launcher. It was destroyed and several insurgents were killed. The Afghans have only one casualty, he says, a soldier shot in the foot. Colonel Kell hops off the generator. The remaining Taliban just melt back into the hills. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Nangarhar Province, Afghanistan.